Good morning. It's Thursday, January 21st. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain. The high will be 54 degrees with a low of 38. In our top story, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris took office shortly before noon Wednesday with the new president urging unity. Harris is making history as the first woman, Black and South Asian American, to hold the office. Biden, in his inaugural speech, promised to be a president for all Americans. He went straight to work, taking on more than a dozen executive actions during his first day in office. The orders addressed the pandemic, racial and LGBTQ equity, immigration issues and environmental issues, with many reversing some of President Trump's policies. Biden has said many of his priorities are to combat the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. He signed an order to require masks on all federal grounds and asked agencies to extend a ban on evictions. In more political news, President Donald Trump issued dozens of pardons and commutations in the final hours of his presidency. One of those pardons went to former North Carolina Congressman Robin Hayes. The Republican was swept up in one of North Carolina's worst political corruption scandals. Trump also pardoned four other Charlotte area figures, including a member of a prominent NASCAR family who was convicted of insider trading. In education news, it could be weeks to months before Wake County teachers and other school employees receive COVID-19 vaccinations. One of the reasons the Wake County school system has suspended in-person instruction through mid-February is to see when they'll be able to get large numbers of school employees vaccinated. Wake school board members pressed health officials for a timetable on when employees will get vaccinated. County health officials said it depends on how many doses the county receives, so an exact date is hard to predict. Vaccine supplies remain limited across the state. In Durham, residents of several city neighborhoods may see new teams of violence interrupters on the street this year. After a record 318 people were shot last year, the Durham City Council agreed to hire more staff for the outreach team known as Bull City United. The team will work in four areas with high gun-related crime. The group already works in some neighborhoods and has seen a reduction in crime there, while other parts of the city have seen an increase. One council member said it's the city's responsibility to protect residents from gunfire. And finally, a new brewery is set to open in Durham, and it will be the first female veteran-owned brewery in the area. Tobaccowood Brewing Company is based in Oxford and has plans to build a second taproom and restaurant. The brewery expects to open this spring. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.